And we look again, Psalms 138. We're going to read a few verses there. And to close this session, David continues, said, I'll praise you, O Lord, with all my heart before the gods. I will sing your praises. I'll bow down towards your holy temple, and I'll praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called you, you will answer. You made me bold and sound-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord. May they hear the words of your mouth. May they sing of the ways of the Lord. For the glory of the Lord is greater. Though the Lord is not near, he looks upon, Lord, upon the proud, he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of the trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foe. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me, and your love, O Lord, endured forever. Do not abandon the words of your hands. So this is our prayer as we close this session. We know that he always with us, and he watches over us. And we want, as we bow down, as we pray every day, he hears us. David said, though the Lord is not near, we know he's not near. We don't see him with our natural eyes. We don't hold him with our natural hands. David said he looks up upon the lowly. He looks from above, but the proud he knows from afar. We should not be proud. We need to humble ourselves. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. We are in this trouble, we are in this pandemic, we are in this disease. We are asking the Lord to preserve our life, to preserve our family, to care everyone, to preserve. Me to stop the pandemic, to stop the disease, to stop, preserve, to deal with the economy, to save the economy, to save the economy, to save the economy, to save the economy. Those that have little reserve, that they will survive, because most economies, most nations are going to collapse, going to go to nothing because of failure, because of not having what we have.